but I help.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Today in history was a big day for Sting. First solo tour started in 1985. His theatrical stage debut in Threepenny Opera in Washington 4 years later. The album Synchronicity 2. No, the album is Synchronicity. Came out in 1983. The song Synchronicity 2 was a big one for Sting, based on the Swiss psychotherapist Carl Jung. But Andy Summers, guitarist for The Police, says he should get some credit for that song, even though it was only Sting who got the writing credit. Here's Andy Summers.
I'll take credit for that because I'm the one who gave him the bloody book to start with, because I was actually in Jungian therapy in London and I gave him the book Memories, Dreams and Reflections to read. Then, you know, he picked it up. What he did was turn it into a song. But I gave him that book. I remember. Can I just get a 10% here? Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't think that counts. Tom Petty fans, this is going to be good. The box set American Treasure is coming out. But there's way more, Mike Campbell says. He's even though he's busy with Fleetwood Mac playing guitar, the live album from their 20-show residency at Fillmore in San Francisco in 1987. They've got all kinds of stuff, and he says that that was the best. Spontaneous, Night to Night, their special guests. Now, there are 7 songs from that were included on the live anthology set, but he says there's lots, lots more. He also says the band shows for the past 15 years were digitally recorded. Sounds like it's going to be huge, but he plays it down a bit, says a lot of the set lists are the same songs, and they only want to release the very best. And he also says there's more coming out. They've got it. Well, he says it may not come out or not. At least he's not trying to milk it. He says if there's a market for something like that, we can do it. Awfully nice of him.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.